I played pretty much like my godfather. He's real good friends with Arnold Palmer. His restaurant's right by there, so I had a chance to play his course. I know he has a course behind his house too, at least real soon.
Well, you were tight with Arnold.
I met him a lot of a lot. He knows me, but
he's a real deal. I mean,
oh, absolutely. I think he make like $60 million a year or something like that. Shoot.
It's real. You feel like you got some catching up to do.
I don't think so. I think just the rhythm, get back in rhythm. I thought I was in great rhythm before I got hurt and had that hamstring deal. And I just think I just get back in rhythm tomorrow and the next day, before the game comes on Thursday.
So you have every intention of going full go now?
I know today we went a little light, just to see how I felt. I think I had like 12 or 13 plays total today. So it's a progression, and just taking, all the steps to make sure that I'm all the way healthy. So it feels pretty good.
How do you balance, though? I mean, you need to be seen, obviously, at a new position.
Absolutely.
Versus missing a week.
Absolutely. That's definitely something big. That's like I said before, we as the athletes and the players, we can't really worry about the things we can't control. It's unfortunate I had a little hamstring injury. But, the great thing is that I got my legs under me. Even before coming to camp, 30 days straight, about a month when I made the transition, I was going every single day, so my legs were pretty much dead coming into camp. So having a little break kind of really helped me out, and maybe I could be even more explosive than what I should.
Do you think that you really showed a lot of great things in that first, how many ever practices that you were here before you had the game?
I think no drops, I take pride in not dropping the ball. And I just think having the same, that togetherness, when we break that huddle, and everybody getting on, staying on the same page, knowing your hops and your sight adjustments and stuff like that. So I think, just from a standpoint of just playing the game and our offensive scheme, I think I was doing well. I just think I got to carry that on, and I took a lot of mental reps. So just continue that. Keep taking the mental reps, when I'm not in and when I am in, just play the best of my ability.
I noticed back a week or so, you were like after practice working with a guy like Tremont Williams.
Yeah.
Is that on release and getting off the line of scrimmage?
Yes, sir.
Is that a big thing for you?
Yes, sir. I think, going against a guy like Tremont, but, my big thing was is going against him every single day and Joe Hayden. So that's something that I really wanted to do. I think it would be stupid, dumb of me, not to take advantage of having one of the best corners in the league, on our team and not get any type of work with him.
Do you feel pressure to get out there? There's a lot of guys in that receivers room.
Mm-hmm.
Just your prospect of making the team at this point.
I don't worry about anything I can't control. I just go out and make plays when I can and try to help the team the best of my ability. I don't really worry about what the coaches decide. I just know if I give my all, that's my best chance.
Go ahead.
When we talked to you the last time, you didn't think the hamstring was going to keep you out long.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, is it worse than you thought? And second of all, do you think it had anything to do with just the amount of running you have to do as a receiver?
I just think, I think it was a great call by Joe, our head trainer. I think it just held me out a couple more extra days, even missing that first preseason game because my legs were, pretty dead, going every single day. A lot of guys were maybe going 3-4 times a day coming into camp, like that month before camp. So I'm going every day trying to catch up on, this type of what I got to do about getting off the cut. I got to work cone drills. I got to sprint and get in shape, So I think just having that week, to let my legs get underneath me, maybe it'll give me an even better chance and opportunity.
Go ahead.
Coach said that he thought maybe, like you said, he would ease you kind of back into it. Does that mean that when you guys go to Rochester that you might not necessarily be full go or maybe you'll sit out a little team here and there?
I'm not really sure. I know today, Joe's joking with me. He said I wanted to rip his head off because I wanted to get in there. And I was saying to him, let me get in there and get some more plays. But he's like, I'm the professional here, and shut me up because he is. So, I'm just following their lead and, whatever they want me to do and how I feel, I'm going to continue on. It'll be dumb for me to go out there and something else happen, Why? So, just taking precautions.
Do you have any urge to throw the ball, football?
Now, I'll tell you what, my position is a receiver, and anything that I can do to help the team, the Browns, the organization, I'm willing to do. So right now, my position is what I am, and I enjoy it. So,
Darrell, what's the hardest thing since you started playing receiver? Obviously, just catch the ball, that's not an issue. Is it getting off press coverage?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so anymore. I'm finally starting to understand how to use my strength, you know, my upper body strength, my legs and stuff like that. So moving the guys isn't really a big deal. It's really at the top of the routes and stuff like that, just being a little savvy. You know, you'll see Hartline give his head one way and come back and go the other way. You know, just being savvy at the top of your routes. So that's something I can learn and keep on watching those older guys with experience and get better myself from it.
Can you give an idea what the day was like at Moss's camp, how long you were out there?
First aid, I guess, sir.
Can you give an idea what a day was like at Moss's camp, how many hours you worked, you know, what you did?
We would start 8 a.m. We would go there, lift, and then we'd do conditioning. We'd probably run, you know, maybe 2 miles, whether elliptical or on grass or, you know, do swimming and stuff like that, laps. Then we'd go out on field for about 2.5 hours. Do cone drills, and then at the end of that we would do sprints, like 80 yard sprints. You know, you get 15 second break and run 80, so we do like 10 to 15 of those every day. So it was big on getting in shape. You know, that was one of my main things, was staying in shape, because I would give myself the best chance.
10 to 15 80 yard sprints,
15 second break.
That's why
our first day here, it was pretty easy for me to run that.
What was the first day like doing that?
It was tough.
Terrell, after after spending that time and pitting yourself, you know, daily against the Josh Gordons and Mike Evans and those guys that you're working with, and then spending a week here before you get the hammy and seeing what you looked like in relation to Brian Hartline and Dwayne Bowe.
Mm-hmm.
When you headed into this project, did you wonder if you could do this? And now that you've been doing it for this period of time, do you feel more than ever that you can really do this?
I know. I believe, you know, deep, you know, wholeheartedly that, like I said before, if I put my heart into something, you know, I want to be great for the Browns. So when I put my mind, you know, after I made that transition, that was my first thought when I arrived with the Browns. So I was like, all right, I want to be great for the Browns. So when I put my mind to something, you know, I'm full throttle. I want to accomplish that thing, you know. And I'm seeing Hartline and those guys. Yeah, I've learned a lot from those guys, and I still am. And that's all I can really do, is just keep on continuing to learn and keep on watching myself and how do I get better from this day. And I think if I take 1%, like I always used to use this slogan or whatever you want to call it, is if I get 1% better every day, I mean, you guys know. So that's what I'm looking for and shooting for.
How anxious are you to play in the preseason and prove that it carries over from practice field to games against the
ball? You know, I'm an athlete. I mean, that's just what we do. You know, it's nothing matter whether we're on a practice field or whether we're in a backyard or in a game where there's fans there. That doesn't matter to me. The ball gets around in my area, I'm going to catch the ball. And that's how I look at it, and it's not going to change.
Coach said today that he is, you know, they're not guaranteeing you a roster spot.
One more.
Obviously, this thing was, you know, a little bit of a setback, and that they still need to see some things from you. So how determined are you to get back out there and show them that you deserve to be on the field?
No, I'm just doing, like I said before, I'm just going to do my side, you know, my 1/11th when I'm on the field. And I can't really decide what the guys decide up there. You know, I got to do my 1/11th for my teammates that I'm on the field with. And the rest is going to be in upstairs hands. I can't really control that. I can control right now. And that's take care of my body, going out there practicing hard with my teammates, and making sure I'm doing everything right.
Hey, what's the background on how you hooked up with Randy Moss, and what can you tell us about Josh Gordon down there?
I hooked up with him. I'm real good friends with Antonio Brown. Antonio called me and said that Randy was going to be coming down to Pittsburgh. So when he came for 4 days, I worked out with him for 4 days and said, hey, you know, when you came at first, I didn't expect you to be, you know, pretty decent at it, you know. So he said, I want to keep on working with you. And that's how it happened, and I started flying down to Charlotte every week and working out with him. And,
how about Josh?
I caught along. Josh was staying with his family out in, I believe, in Charlotte. And I told him, you know, hey, I'm coming down. And I was like, come over and get some work. I know you're out for a year, but I think, you know. And he was amped up, ready to go. Randy Moss is his favorite receiver. So it was good for him, you know. He loved being around Randy when I told him Randy was going to be there. So he still is down there, I believe, right now, working with Randy to this, you know, right now. So
he look ready to roll to you the way?
Josh, you know, he's a freak athlete, you know. You know how it is. You know, you guys seen him plenty.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.